Welcome to TJH, your go-to podcast for all things journeying home to yourself. I'm your host, Hayley Curtis, Gene Keys and Women's Transformation Guide, here to encourage and usher you into remembering who you are by peeling back the veil on all things shadow work, self-love, self-worth, relationships, Gene Keys, breakthrough, awakening, and so much more. One thing I know to be true about you is that you are utterly magnificent. And here at the Journey Home podcast, I will be walking hand in hand with you as you discover and remember your magic. Let the voyage begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home podcast. I have Megan back with me today, and we are going to be continuing our voyage through the questions that the women inside the Journey Home membership have been leaving for us to answer on the podcast. This is our seventh Q&A episode, and we have had some brilliant questions so far, and I'm so excited to find out what today's is. So Megan, if you want to say hello to everyone, and then you can just dive into the question, I think.
No. Yes, absolutely. Hello, everyone. And I have a question here from Christine. Christine came up with such beautiful questions in this thread. Christine says, I need to hear a lot of information about boundaries. I'm learning that without them, it's harder to stop people from stealing your joy. I created a fat boundary. I have a lot of excess weight I need to lose. My weight is strongly linked to safety. It's my boundary to ward people off. It helps me to fly under the radar. How do you transition from a fat prison to boundaries? How do you set boundaries?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, first off, Christine, I want to commend your vulnerability in that question.
Right.
Thank you so much for sharing what's going on with you, with us, knowing that it was going to be on the podcast. And I think that that's a beautiful first step, is actually, you know, let's not downgrade the power of actually being like, this is a problem, right? Like owning the fact that that's a problem. I think there is a lot of transformational energy just even in that, even in the showing up to ask the question and declare what's going on. And, you know, this is probably going to be a short episode because I think that the answer to this is a really simple one. And I'm not meaning that losing weight is simple. I'm not meaning that the journey is going to be simple. I mean, the answer that will begin the journey is a simple one, especially when it comes to boundaries. And the thing about boundaries is we can set them from one of two places. And this prison that you speak of that you've set for yourself, Christine, is a boundary that was created from fear, right? Mm. We either create boundaries from fear or we create boundaries from love. And it is as simple as that. And a boundary created by fear is never going to feel good. It's never going to feel good, even when it's a boundary that we have with another person. For example, let's say you've got somebody that's really toxic in your family and you have to set a boundary with them. Fantastic. Boundaries are brilliant. However, if you set that boundary because you're afraid, you set it from fear because you're afraid that they're going to, like Christine said, steal your energy from you. You're afraid that they're going to hurt your heart if you're around them. You're afraid of what they might say or what they might do. So, boom, I'm putting a boundary up. Even though it's healthy to have a boundary that with that person, that boundary you created out of fear is going to feel like shit. And you're going to worry about that boundary. You're going to be still, the fear is going to be in the whole process because it was the seed of fear that erected the boundary in the first place. And so it's not a boundary, it's a prison because it was created from fear. Whereas you can also set a boundary in the same situation, but from a place of love, where you go, okay, when I drop deeply into myself and I love myself, and maybe you're even at a place in your journey where you can hold love for the other person. You don't have to like them, but maybe you can hold love for them, but maybe you can't. Let's disregard that. Let's just talk about you. When you go, okay, when I love myself deeply, what does that boundary look like? And the boundary goes up and it feels so much better because it is grounded in love. I'm even seeing in my mind's eye like a boundary rooted from fear. It's like these gates of like hell that rise, and they're dark and they're scary and they're spiky. Whereas when you set it from love, it's like a Care Bear kind of cloud comes up. So you can have exactly the same boundary, but what was the seed of your intention about why you had that boundary? And so this is exactly like what Christine just described with, like, she describes her weight as a boundary she created to keep other people out because there's fear. I'm afraid of other people, so I've created this. And now it feels like a prison because it is, it's a prison of fear. And it's not a prison of fat. It's just a prison of fear. So call it what it is, right? And that, even just redefining that can come into a more healthy way of viewing it right from the get-go. So then as you're like, okay, what might it look like for this to be about love? When love is the seed, how would I show up differently? Right? How would I show up differently? Then in terms of like the people, I want to speak to the stealing of joy thing too, because people don't steal our joy. People don't steal our energy. People don't sap our energy away. We allow people to steal our joy. We allow people to sap our energy away. And so an important element of boundaries is radical self-responsibility from a place of deep self-love, not from a place of harshness, not from a place of self-blame, not from a place of shame, but rooted in love of like, all right, it is me that is allowing that person to zap my energy. And even if you are in the presence of someone and you do feel your energy, like you walk away and you're like, whoa, my energy is not feeling good. Well, then that's the moment that you capture it and you go, okay, well, what am I going to do about that? Instead of walking away being like, they sapped my energy. Woe is me. I can't be around that
Right.
person. Oh no, now I need to put up a boundary because now I'm afraid that they took my energy. Yeah. Whoop, you've got another prison. And so even coming to that point where you go, okay, I noticed that that happened. What was my part to play in that? How did I allow them to take that? And okay, if I did actually get sapped by energy, okay, what am I going to do about that to help bring energy back in? What would it look like to pause and breathe right now? What would it look like to even like, ooh, see my vitality returning to me? And then what would a boundary erected from love look like to help me in navigating this not happening? And the boundary that you need to erect might be one with yourself, not with them. Right? Because if someone is zapping your energy away, you're not having enough self boundaries. They're not even the problem. It's the way that you're being with them that's the problem. Where you might be saying yes to them too much. You might be carrying their emotions. You might be trying to help fix them. You might be taking responsibility for their pain. You might be getting angry and wanting them to change. Why aren't they different? And these are all of the ways that your energy is zapping away everything that you are doing in reaction to who they are in front of you. And so the boundaries that need to be created are the ones with yourself, right? But again, from a place of self-love, I create these boundaries with people because I love myself. Because I'm like, I am too precious and magnificent to have my energy sapped away. My energy is too precious to me to just let it go flying out all over the place. And so I need to do something about that. Because if we then were like, okay, it's everyone else, and this is what Christine's saying, even with how she described her weight and how it's like to protect herself from others. What will end up happening if it's everybody else's fault? why you're feeling like crap, you will get to the point of isolating yourself where all that's left in the world is you and you. Because
And you and the you you're with is not even self-loving.
No. Yeah.
So that sucks. That's like hell.
Yeah. When we look at it as everybody else's fault, why, you know, why our energy is being that, why we feel like crap, why we at that, you will isolate yourself down to the point where you don't come into contact with anyone, because you're always going to find that. If that's what you're looking for, and if you're looking through the lens of fear of what people can do to you, that's all you'll find. And even the relationships that could be the most magnificent, you'll even be able to find it there. Because it was never about them and what they were doing. It was about how we were dealing with the situation. And
okay, let's say one of our listeners understands that they have problems with boundaries. Could you give them just three steps that they might do each week or each day to help them begin to really have healthy boundaries?
Yeah.
Or four or five, or how many steps? One step, whatever.
Yeah, this is something that I used to do back when I was working full time, because I had major problems with energy leaking, and I'd gotten to the point where I was almost having anxiety attacks. And some mornings I would have anxiety attacks on the way to work, thinking about how scared I was to come up against certain situations. And so this is actually a boundary issue, right? And so what I would do as a practical step is I would, in my journal, first thing in the morning, I would write down, okay, what are the things that are coming up today that I'm a bit nervous about, that I'm a bit fearful about, that, you know, maybe conversations I know I need to have or certain situations I'm going to be in. So I'd write them down. And then I would elaborate on each one of, okay, Haley, what would it look like to approach that through love? What do I need to remind myself of that in that situation to hold my power? And what do I need to remind myself in that situation to be grounded in myself and to not allow myself to just hand my energy or my joy over in that scenario? And I would do that every single day before work. And it would really set me up to, okay, I was going into it already prepared.
Yeah.
I was being honest with myself and saying, okay, I know that these things are a problem for me. I know that these things are places, you know, this is the self-responsibility. I was like, okay, this is difficult for me. So how can I support myself in that? Instead of just having this expectation that, okay, just do it and hope for the best. It's like, no, I know that that's going to be difficult. So how can I support myself? And that, my friend, is self-love. Right?
Yep.
Self-love isn't coming home after a hard day and having a bath and a face mask, being like, oh, it was another horrible day, but I'm going to love you anyway. It's like, no.
And some wine.
Yeah.
Right.
Self-love, let's bring it first with self-honesty, self-responsibility, love-grounded boundaries. How am I going to come up against that today? Right?
Yeah.
With the weight journey for Christine, it's like, okay, I know I'm going to have issues when it comes to my times to eat today. I know I'm going to have problems. I know that I'm going to have fear when it comes to, you know, maybe undressing as I get into the shower today. Right. And this was something else that I worked through with myself when I went through my very intense years of body image issues. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror without absolutely having a breakdown and anxiety attack. And so I had to create a boundary with myself out of self-love, because I erected a boundary. I'm not safe to look in the mirror. And so I would undress. I would hide my face from the mirror to get in the shower to avoid seeing myself. That was a boundary from fear. And so then I asked myself, okay, what would it look like to do this? Because I know I struggle to do this, getting in the shower. What would it look like to do it from a place of love? And that helped me navigate. But we've got to be honest with ourselves first, which is why I commended Christine at the start of this episode about
Yes.
asking this question, because that has that essence of self-honesty in it, which is actually what's going to carry you in the love, because your self-honesty is self-love, right?
Yes.
What would you, is there anything you want to add to that, Megan?
No, I think you answered that beautifully. For me, it's self-love itself has been such a long journey to grow my self-esteem. And I really liked you giving us an example of how to deal with setting up boundaries right at the beginning of the day. Where might I meet some of these problems that I have with boundaries, And I do know that having been doing this inner work for as long as I have now, especially with you, I have grown so much self-love that boundaries seem to become just a natural outpouring of my own essence. So, and I can tell if I'm in misery or I'm in suffering, like right now, I have a 4-month-old puppy and he is breaking my boundaries all the time. And I recognized this morning that I was really missing the freedom I used to have of going in for coffee. And because I haven't gone anywhere since I've gotten him. And then I thought, okay, girlfriend, this is your fault. Your dog needs to learn how to go in the car. Your dog can learn how to go to the coffee shop. You don't have to even go inside. You can sit outside. Your husband will leave and drive for you. Just get up the courage, get out there and start this. Now, granted, today was not a peaceful, beautiful coffee shop kind of a day, but it's the beginning of one because it allowed Merlin, our dog, to get an idea of what we want from him, and how to behave in that environment. So I started something that's going to take a while, just like my own self-esteem. It took a while to grow this relationship with the dog and keeping my boundaries with the dog and finding those delightful things that I used to do and bringing them with the dog is going to take some training. And that's okay. Just
I love
time,
that.
patience.
And I love that you're speaking to the fact that a boundary doesn't have to be perfect right from the first time you put it in place for it to be a success. And I think
No,
that's
no way.
also, I think that's where we have an issue with boundaries. We approach them with an all or nothing mindset, where we're like, okay, this is the boundary that I'm setting, and then we come up against it and we didn't quite hold it the way we thought that we needed to, and we go, oh, I can't do it. And so I love that you said, like, it wasn't a perfect coffee date, but it was the beginning of one. Ooh, right. So just like it wasn't the perfect exchange with that person, but it's the beginning of one. It
That's
wasn't the
right.
perfect way that I loved on my body today, but it was the beginning of one. Oh my gosh, Megan, that is
And
gold.
you start stringing those beads together, and you're a different person in a year. You're a different person in 6 months, 3 months,
You were safe to not have it all figured out. If you had it all figured out, life would be over.
That's right.
Like, this is the journey. This is the journey, and you're safe to not have it all together. And the moment that you allow yourself to not have it all together is the moment that you feel empowered to be able to take a little step in self-love. Because it's when we're expecting too much of ourselves, too solid of a boundary, that's when the ones arise out of fear and they're horrible and they're a prison. And so it's like, okay, I'm safe to just take one step out of love and trust that I'm building the life of my dreams. And the only thing that's
Building
ever going to get you
it.
there is love. It's never going to be through the harshness. It's never going to be through like the okay, regimented way of living. Because guess what that is? It's just another fucking prison, right? Especially like on a weight loss journey. It's not even a weight loss journey. It's just a
I was going to
self-love
say, her
journey.
question really didn't even have to do with weight loss per se, just using weight as a boundary. And I know I did hear in her that maybe she doesn't want to be this weight, but really what she was saying is it would be nice to let go of needing it as a boundary, and then I can choose from there whether I want to keep it or not, you know.
Exactly. And love is the only journey in that. And you can trust, you can absolutely trust that as you keep taking these steps, but the beginning of that self-love is the self-honesty and the responsibility and just starting to see it all through a different lens. You know, any moment that we blame anything outside of ourselves, that is an invitation back inward. It really is. And any moment that we notice that we're trying to be too harsh or regimented or structured in the way that we think we need to be in order to free ourselves, well, you can't free yourself by putting yourself in another prison, right?
Not at
And
all.
that's what I was going to say about the weight loss, just to speak to that. So often the path that people feel like they're in a prison and they're like, okay, I need to get out. So I'm going to try and lose weight. And then the way in which they try and do that is just another prison.
Exactly, right?
And that, you know, that's a really beautiful place to bring our awareness with our boundaries, whether it be personal, relational, anything like that. Just take a look at your boundaries that you currently have and ask yourself which ones feel like prisons, which ones were created from a place of fear. And that's going to be your entry point. Okay, what might the same boundary look like through love? And yeah, that's a practical way that we can sort of round up and finish that
Yeah.
question. But thank you so much, Christine, for the question. I really think that this is important for us all. I mean, the amount of times that I get questions about boundaries, and it comes up in conversation all the time. So, yeah, really beautiful one. Thank you very, very much. And thank you, Megan, for joining me again.
Oh, you are so welcome. I really enjoy these.
Such a
Yes.
delight. Such a delight. Well, we'll be back in your ears next week with our next question. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It is such an honor to bring my heart directly to your ears. The TJH podcast is in her early days, so if you could take a quick moment to leave a rating on Spotify or write a review on Apple Podcasts, I would be extremely grateful. And if you enjoyed the episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend to help spread the Journey Home message far and wide across the globe. I deeply appreciate you, and I will chat to you again very soon.